Now, in contrast to that, let me conclude by reviewing the four ages as described by Dante in that wonderful work of his, the Convito. This is in the last chapters of the Convito of Dante. He says, life falls into four stages. So I thought, great. Now, he was 35 in the year 1300. His dates are 1265 to 1321. It was a theory in the Middle Ages. The 1300 was the middle year of the world. The world had been created somewhere 4000 or so B.C., and we're in the middle year now. So Dante, the middle year of Dante's life, he took 35 as the mid-year of life, fell in the mid-year of the world's life, and he had his descent to hell, purgatory, and ascent to heaven on the Good Friday to Easter weekend of that fabulous year. So he united his individual curve with the cosmic curve and all that kind of thing. We have a straight line through. He says, life divides at 35. Now, the first quarter of life, he gives 25 years to that. The first 25 years of life, he calls the period of increase and adolescence, that of growing up and increase. And the virtues of those years, they sound rather strange in relation to what we've been seeing lately. They are obedience, sense of shame, grace, and beauty. Those are the virtues of youth. The year 1300. The middle period, maturity, stretches from 25 to 45, with 35 as the midpoint. These are the years of fulfillment of your role in society, as society understands them. The virtues are reason, courage, love, and loyalty, and courteousness. But at the 35 age, a crisis occurs. This is the crisis symbolized in Dante's Divine Comedy, of individual realization of those truths which were suggested by the tradition in which you were brought up. Let's say you just don't accept tradition. Tradition leads you to a moment of your own personal realization of truth in the mystery of being. We come then to the period which he calls of age, from 45 to 70. This is not a period of retirement to the forest. This is not a period of self-erasure. In the course of your 20 years of maturity, you have come to your own judgments, your own realizations, your own evaluations, and now you put them into effect in the world. This is the age for the senators, for the governors, for participation in the government, or for teaching. This is the age of giving. First was growth, next was maturity and fulfillment of your role, and now is the age of giving, of your wisdom, your own wisdom, not repeating traditional wisdom. And the virtues now are prudence and wisdom, magnanimity, generosity. It's generally one of giving, unloading, giving your treasure to the world. And then from 70 onward, this is the period that he calls the period of departure. And it is typified as follows. Looking backward over the span of your life, with gratitude, and looking forward to death as a return home. There's that sense of appreciation of the void and the abyss, and yet of appreciation for life. You leave life in a nice balance, not resenting your departure, nor resenting what life did to you. Now, to conclude this little survey, this little contrast of Oriental and Occidental aims here, I think you can see something of the Jungian thing in this Dantean picture, in contrast to the Indian. Let me just repeat, some of you must know this, the three ages that Nietzsche names in the Thus Begs Zarathustra. These are vivid, and they fit this very well. The first age of man and of the spirit he calls the age of the camel. The camel gets down on his knees and says, "Put a big heavy load on me so that I'll have something really to carry. I'll have a job to do." And when the camel has been thoroughly loaded with duties and jobs and lessons and teachings and so forth, it gets to its feet and it trots out into the desert, where it becomes a lion. The lion is the second transformation of the spirit. And this lion attacks and kills the dragon whose name is Thou Shalt. The dragon Thou Shalt has 1,000 golden scales, and on every scale is written a law, some of these laws going back to 3000 BC. The lion kills the dragon. There are no Thou Shalts anymore. This is the battle of the middle of life, that 35-year-old one that I spoke about. And from then on, when this has been achieved, the lion is transformed into a child. Spontaneity of its own inner life is its directing power, and it is comparable to a wheel rolling out of its own center, not pulled by a string, but with the motive power in its own hub rolling. Ein aus sich rollendes Rad, a wheel rolling out of its own center, says Nietzsche. These are the three transformations. And again, the free spirit is the one who has achieved freedom. But first, and this is the big point in all of these men, the first age is that of learning something and working and giving to giving your energies and time to what you are taught to do. So, there we are. That's the first hour here, and I thought if I would ask for questions for that.
You've been listening to Thresholds of Mythology, the first talk by Joseph Campbell in the series entitled Inward Journey, East and West. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the work of Joseph Campbell, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH, 1-800-330-MYTH, or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughan. Thank you for listening.